Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There is a traffic fine scam on the rise. How should we treat these messages? Joining us now on the line, we welcome Dr. Wise Lung. Doctor is from the Computer Science and Software Engineering, Cybercrime and New Legislation Division. Doctor, very good morning to you, and thank you for taking the time to join us on this morning show.
Good morning, Michael, and to your listeners.
And welcome. And once again, thanks for joining us, Doctor. Okay. Warning to anyone with unpaid fines in South Africa. Please give us a broad outline picture as to exactly what we are confronted with right now regarding this.
So this is actually very similar to the SARS refund SMS scam that's been doing the rounds during the tax season. Mm-hmm. You get an SMS that says you have an outstanding fine. If you don't pay, you're going to be in, you know, serious trouble. Click on this link to pay the fine.
Right.
So when you click on the link, it takes you to a fake version of a South African fines website.
Right.
So, you know, there's a few websites that you can pay your fines through rather than to the traffic department directly. And what it does is it tells you, oh, please put in your cell phone number, you know, almost like, oh, this is your identifier to, for us to recognize who you are. And so you will put your cell phone number in there, and then they'll go, yes, yes, yeah, we have a record for you.
Right.
And then the next page says, you owe us, say, 900 Rand traffic fine, but if you pay now, it's only going to be 600 Rand. So they're playing that whole discount shenanigan as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are then asked to put in your credit card number, and then it will basically debit your credit card.
Doctor, the article I'm reading, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around this. I quote, with more vehicles on the road and law enforcement visibility increasing at roadblocks and border posts, fraudsters are using fear and urgency to extract money and personal information from unsuspecting motorists. Have I understood that that passage correctly, that this is actually happening on the ground also?
Well, this is actually more, so what's happening is they are taking advantage of this, the holiday season, and
right,
most people are driving, and they are obviously worried about being inconvenienced by a roadblock that's going to ruin your holiday, because they go, oh, no, you've got an outstanding fine, now you're going to, we're going to confiscate your vehicle and you can't drive to wherever your holiday destination is.
Indeed.
So the criminals are taking advantage of that. Just like, you know, around the SARS, you know, tax season, they'll go, oh, look, you know, you're due for a refund. So the criminals choose to provide these sort. So it's the same thing. It's like, give us your banking details or give us your credit card details so we can take money off you. And the way they do it is they theme it around something that's happening that's very thematic. So right now it's traffic fines. And the one thing, unfortunately, I actually received two of those SMS, one after the other, over the course of 2 days.
Wow.
And I realized, well, okay, please don't do what I did. But what I did was I was curious, so I played around just to see what was it that they were trying to do. And when I finally got to the end, I noticed that it does do the usual thing of redirecting you to the real website, which does process fines.
Okay.
And so I reported the website to the fine company in question. And to be honest, I'm disappointed, but I do see that's normally how they do it. They just come in, they tell me, yeah, it's fake. I said, yes, I know it's fake. That's what I'm telling you. And do something about it to take it down or report it. So over time, so if it's a new website that's sprung up, then, you know, Google or all those other browsers, they won't be able to pick up and say, hey, listen, this is a dangerous website. But if there's enough time and there's enough traction of it being reported,
mm-hmm,
normally if you try to click on such links, you will get the browser will actually tell you, listen, you're going to a dodgy website. Are you sure? So that's your first line of defense, I suppose. If you really, really want to click on that link, your
sure,
browser will warn you and say don't. But as I said, I told this fines website, listen, there's this issue, and they did inform me, look, we will never send you an SMS telling you that you're fine, you know, you owe us fines, click on the link. So if you do see such an SMS, you be assured that the fines companies here in South Africa will not send an SMS that way.
Right, doctor. Okay, so you've outlined exactly what one is facing. So two questions I'd like to ask you. We don't have much time. I don't mean to rush you.
Yeah.
One is, which precisely, if I can place emphasis on that, is the website address you should only be paying attention to? And the second question I have, very disturbing, reading further down this article, where apparently syndicates are taking advantage of increased police presence. They're actually masquerading as law enforcement. How do we overcome this?
Yeah, okay, so the first one, there are actually a number of websites that do offer the service, but I suppose the best is to go directly to the NATIS website themselves or your banking. Your banks can sometimes tell you there's a notification for a fine in your name. So rather go through trusted places rather than, you know, receive an SMS and click on a dodgy link.
Okay.
The second thing is, I'm not too familiar with these roadblocks, but I imagine, yes, we have had incidences of criminals, you know, setting up shop in some part of the road and pretending to be traffic officers.
Yes.
I suppose the usual then is, if you're really not comfortable, rather tell them that you will drive to the nearest police station. Well, like I say, I'm not an expert.
Indeed.
In that.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot. It's just that thought that perhaps, you know, during this time when people are motoring out to their destinations and, for that matter, even, you know, returning, I'm just putting it out there, you know, like you read this and you wonder now, but now how do you deal with this? How do you, how do you go about, you know, like overseeing the situation that you're caught in?
Yeah, I think that's a difficult one. I think someone who's an expert in roadblocks would be able to give you better advice there.
Okay. Doctor, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, just to give us some advice what to be aware of during this festive season regarding SMS scams and scamming regarding traffic fines. That's Dr. Wei Tsitung from the Academy for Computer Science and Software Engineering, Cybercrime and New Legislation.